Let's ask the expert again today here on KWLM. It is our good friend Steve Fierstead at the Back to Nature Wellness Center in Litchfield. Steve, a traditional naturopath. And you've been doing this long enough to really know what you're doing, Steve.
I think so.
you've satisfied lots of people I know over the years.
Yeah, I enjoy what I do. It's fun seeing people get well. It really is.
And you always go by the theory that if you can get them to a point where you don't have to see them again, you've done your job.
Exactly.
Yeah, get people healthy.
Yeah, if you can get people well. So we're not that we can't deal with symptoms, mm-hmm. but we're not interested in dealing with symptoms as much as we are dealing with causes, because if you fix the cause, then the person doesn't need the doctor anymore.
Yeah, and that's something that modern medicine likes to use drugs to just cover the problem, right?
Right. They're mainly dealing with symptoms nowadays, and that's great. They've got some great drugs for doing that, but mm-hmm. therein lies the problem of the side effects of the drugs, you know.
And that's wherein the naturopath comes in, because you look for the problem right away,
right,
to see if you can cure that.
Yeah, we take a different approach to it, and trying to help. You know, the human body is really amazing. If you're healthy, the body, in many cases, will repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where sometimes, even with pharmaceutical drugs, an MD will give somebody a drug, and after a while, they don't need the drug. Well, it wasn't the drug that fixed it; it was the body that healed itself.
That finally healed it.
You know,
yeah.
But if you're in a chronic situation to where the body's not capable of doing that, then you need to find out why and help fix that.
And what to do with it.
Yeah. Which is like this next series that we're going to do for a few weeks. I talked to you about doing cleansing.
Yes.
You know, because one of the things I always tell clients is that if you cut your finger, all you've got to do to get it to heal is keep it clean.
Uh-huh.
And we clean our dishes and vacuum our carpets and clean our cars and our floors and our laundry, and one of the things that naturopaths have traditionally done is the whole thing with cleanliness, and not just external hygiene but internal hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
And so using herbs, colon cleansing, blood cleansing, all of these kinds of things, liver cleansing, kidney cleansing, to keep the body's elimination channels clean to where the body is capable of healing itself. And it's a really huge deal, and something unfortunately that conventional Western medicine doesn't really spend a lot of time on.
Sure. You've listed several different types of cleansing. Is that the way it's approached? We're going to do one thing at a time, so to speak?
Well, normally the first thing we will do is you've got to make sure, of course, that the bowels are working properly.
Ah.
The last thing in the world you want to do is start dragging toxins out of the body at a cellular level if you're not eliminating.
Sure.
And so it's really interesting. Many people think that I've actually had medical doctors tell people that, well, you know, you're having a bowel movement once a week, you're okay.
Oh.
You know, and most people don't realize that regular for a human being means 3 bowel movements a day, or in other words, for every meal, you should have proper elimination. And there's many people that think that if they're having 1 bowel movement a day, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And in some regards, that's probably, you know, close, because I see so often people that come in that are having a bowel movement every 2 or 3 days, and that is not healthy. You can't possibly feel good that way.
I can't imagine that. You know, and my mom was that way when I was a kid. Are you having BMs, she called them.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
She kept up with us kids to make sure we were doing it on a regular basis.
My mother as well,
yeah.
Yes.
And they knew back then that was important.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's in, and when you take into consideration the amount of toxins that we deal with nowadays, and mm-hmm. therein lies the problem. It wasn't even as bad when you and I were kids, you know, 60 plus years ago.
Sure.
You know, but nowadays we're dealing with literally hundreds, if not thousands, of chemicals that didn't even exist 100 years ago.
And that's frightening.
It is, you know, it is, because they're in the water we drink, the air we breathe, the food we eat, the products that we come in contact with our skin, whether it's for cleaning or cosmetics or whatever. And people don't take into consideration that, yeah, these chemicals may have been tested and said that they're okay, but in many cases, they're tested one chemical at a time. And so, yes, this particular chemical may not be, you know, hazardous enough to kill you, but all of a sudden you're combining 6, 8, 10 of them in a different product, and they've never tested what these chemicals do when they're combined. And
yeah.
So there are side effects in that, you know, in that way as well.
And in addition to that, they don't necessarily test them very long.
No.
We've had some of this stuff around for years, and we're just finding out, oh, maybe this isn't good for
us. Indeed. I mean, look at how long DDT was on the market years
yeah.
ago before they, you know, I mean, it was fought tooth and nail by Monsanto for a long time, even though they knew how hazardous it was.
Sure.
But they fought it tooth and nail, and finally it got to a point to where they knew, you know, the birds weren't hatching because the shells were, you know, paper thin and breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring, I mean, put it all into perspective, and we knew that, you know, hey, we got to get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
Sad thing is, we still manufacture it in this country and ship it all over the world. We just can't use it in this country.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Now, cleansing is, you know, I always have this picture in my, and I've never cleansed, Steve, so I've got to find out from you here in the near future exactly what I should be doing, because it's springtime and it's time for us to clean up, right?
Right, yeah, you know, it is. And, you know, traditionally throughout history, springtime is when people would indeed do a cleanse.
Mm.
And they would make sure, because there were, we've talked before, off and on for the last couple of years about the different weeds and whatnot.
Yes.
Dandelion is an excellent liver cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
And there's various other weeds that will help cleanse the kidneys or cleanse the lymphatic system, make sure the colon is working properly, and all of these things. But if we do that on a regular basis, I don't mean you have to do it every day or every week even, but by doing a really good cleanse once a year, it's amazing how much better people feel and how quickly they can sometimes get well and get rid of problems that have been affecting them in some cases for years just by doing a liver cleanse, a colon cleanse. So first we normally would cleanse the colon, then you cleanse the liver, then you cleanse the kidneys.
Mm.
And sometimes you have to get in there and jump ahead of things and do some lymphatic cleansing if the lymphatic system is all plugged up. You know, remember when you get swollen lymph glands, the lymphatic system is there to remove toxins from your body.
Yeah.
And
okay.
There again, when you look at the kinds of illnesses that can involve in just environmental toxins, I mean, there is very, very good research that's been done showing that allergies and arthritis and asthma and autism and autoimmune disorders like fibromyalgia and MFs and lupus and birth defects, even cancer, chronic headaches, very, very common for us to see people come in who have had headaches off and on for years, and we have to do colon cleansing and liver cleansing and get their system cleaned out. And guess what? The headaches go away. They don't
wow.
have headaches anymore.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's just that they're so toxic, but we don't take into consideration the fact that we're living on a really, really polluted planet. I mean, we've messed this planet up
yeah.
pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, I maintained for years that the best thing that could ever happen to planet Earth would be to get us stupid humans off it, you know.
You're right. Well, and most of us, just about all of us, are guilty of one thing or another.
Oh, yeah.
In that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that we intend to do it, but sometimes we don't realize what
we're doing.
You
know, you don't. But, you know, nowadays, I mean, not that you can't live a really, really clean, healthy lifestyle and cook all your food from scratch and make sure your water's purified and all of these kind of things. But when we're all busy trying to make a living and we're running around in 50 different directions at the same time all day, you know, trying to just make a living and stay on top of things.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. It's
sure.
very difficult for some people. I have folks that haven't had a from scratch cooked meal sometimes in years.
You know, that completely is off the map for me. I don't understand that.
I don't. You know, and there's really no excuse for it, because I don't care how busy you are, you're not too busy to do that.
Yeah, and that's the essential. You know, I think about two things. One is, why don't we take care of our body better by eating better foods? And two is, how come we put all this junk in our body and never think about cleaning it out?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it is. And over the next few weeks, we're going to get into the benefits of liver cleansing and why we should, and kidney cleansing, and cleansing the lymphatic system, mm-hmm. and how do we do some of those things, because they're really easy. They're very simple, and it's something that anybody can do. And you now, if you have some chronic illnesses and you've been battling with things for a long time, there may be some you may want to get some advice from someone like me, or you know, a naturopath, chiropractors. There are some holistic physicians, medical doctors around that know how to do this. Most of them don't. It's just a reality. It's unfortunate, but yeah. It is. And but there's things we're going to talk on Sunday about fasting. And how fasting can be so very, very beneficial for helping cleanse the body. And fasting is great, but there are some contradictions for fasting and cleansing too. It's not advisable for small kids, pregnant nursing moms certainly can't do it. Severely weak and really debilitated people, because when you start dumping all of these toxins out of the body at a cellular level, if you're dealing with some degenerative diseases and things like this, you can become overloaded.
Toxins. Yeah.
You can become really, really sick.
Sure.
And so it's not something you just jump right into, in many cases, without some advice. Now, if you're feeling pretty good, there's no reason why you can't do a simple cleanse, and oftentimes, you know, a really good fiber. There's a great, if you are healthy enough to fast, there's a drink that's been around for, oh my gosh, I think probably 75, 80 years or longer, mm-hmm. to where you just take a cup of fresh squeezed lemon juice. It has to be fresh squeezed. You can't use, you know, real lemon or the reconstituted stuff because it's acidic. But you use fresh squeezed lemon juice because that is alkaline. And a quarter of a cup of grade B maple syrup, because it has nutrients and minerals and whatnot in the grade B maple syrup. It's darker than what you would put on your pancakes. And a little, like about an eighth of a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. And you add that to a gallon of water, and you live on it.
Oh.
That's what you live on. That's,
for
you don't
how
eat
long?
Anything. The longest I've done is 21 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's an amazing cleanse. But if you're doing that, you also have to have a pretty sedentary lifestyle, because if you're using a lot of muscles and you're working hard, your body's going to need the amino acids. And guess what? If you're not eating proteins, your body's going to take those amino acids wherever it's going to get them, which can be from lean muscle tissue.
Well, I guess I never have to worry about that. I don't move around a whole lot. I'm at that point in my growth where I enjoy the couch a lot.
Me too, to a degree. I'm trying to, been trying to get off my lazy butt here recently and work out a little more, but, you know, the older we get, the harder it is, too.
Yeah, now that basic cleanse you talked about, you said you did it for 21 days. I can imagine you lost weight, and did you feel good after 21 days?
You feel absolutely fantastic, but, you know, I don't suggest people do that without the advice of somebody that knows how to do it. Like Doug at the store. Doug
sure.
can give people real good counseling. I can give people good counseling. Because let's say if you're 2-3 days into this thing and you start getting really, really sick,
mm-hmm.
that means you're dumping too many toxins out of your cells and you have to back off.
It's going too fast.
Yeah, you have to back off. You're going to eat some, you know, some raw vegetables, some things like that, and then you're going to get back into it again. And so I've seen people have to make 2-3 different approaches to where they get to where they're not getting horrible headaches and feeling absolutely awful from the toxins they're dumping.
Sure.
And it's really very, very important when you're fasting, to keep your bowels moving.
Yeah, you know? I can imagine, yeah.
And so because you've got to be eliminating those toxins that you're flushing.
As quickly as you can.
As quickly as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've helped people get rid of migraine headaches that they've had for decades in some cases, you know, and by getting their body squeaky clean, a lot of these problems go away.
Our bodies are wonderful machines.
Oh, indeed.
And Steve, I'm sorry we've run out of time today on Ask the Expert, but can we talk Sunday about some of these different cleanses?
Yes, we will do
okay.
that.
Thank you very much. Again, Steve Fierstead is the voice you hear on the other end this morning, as usual on a Thursday morning on Ask the Expert here on KWLM. And Steve's number at the Back to Nature Wellness Center in Litchfield is 693-2541. 320-693-2541. Call, make an appointment. You'll be very happy that you did. Steve, we'll talk to you Sunday morning.
Okay, Paul.